Thank you, Damien, and good evening, everyone. The sheriff's office is searching for a stolen truck and the suspect who stole it during a home invasion robbery in Carlotta on Friday morning. The suspect is described as an adult male about 5'9", who was wearing all black clothing and who speaks with a slight accent and who was armed with a black revolver. The truck is a silver 2000 Toyota pickup, license plate number 8U16001. The victim reported the man burst into his home, brandished a handgun, tied him up, then ransacked the place and reportedly told the victim if he called police, he would kill him. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. Last Wednesday, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office was contacted by the family member of a missing man, 51-year-old Redondo resident Eric Lamberg. The family last heard from Lamberg when he called them from a hotel in Laytonville on May 26th, but they have not heard from him since. On Saturday, the sheriff's office located an abandoned vehicle 20 miles west of Willits on Sherwood Road. Deputies confirmed that the vehicle belonged to Lamberg. Lamberg is described as being 6'5", approximately 200 pounds, with sandy blonde hair and blue eyes. He may be experiencing mental health issues, but has not shown any violent tendencies. Anyone who may have seen Lamberg is asked to contact the Mendocino Sheriff's Office. On Saturday, a 31-year-old Brookings resident was involved in a fatal car collision on Forest Service Road in the Crescent City area. The adult male was headed northbound on Forest Service Road when his Jeep began to slide off the edge of the roadway and down an embankment. The driver stopped and exited the vehicle with his wife and children and then attempted to drive the Jeep back onto the roadway. The Jeep lost traction, rolled down the embankment, and ejected the driver. The driver did not appear to be wearing his seatbelt and was pronounced dead at the scene. Arcata police are searching for a suspect in a shooting incident last Friday that occurred during a marijuana transaction in the area of 15th and Union Streets in Arcata. The victim said he was in the middle of the transaction when the suspect pulled a gun and struck the victim in the head. A brief struggle ensued and the gun fired, although no one was hit. The suspect, described as a white male adult, 6 feet tall, 180 pounds, with red hair and a mustache, fled the scene in a newer model Nissan Maxima with Oregon plates. The firearm was recovered at the scene and the victim sustained minor injuries. Anyone who may have witnessed the incident is asked to contact Arcata Police. A Eureka police officer on patrol in a car equipped with a license plate reader received an alert on a car parked at Marina Way on Friday night. The vehicle had been stolen in San Diego, and the officer contacted two people sitting inside and ordered them from the car at gunpoint. The man in the driver's seat, 27-year-old Tekeli Hiksa, was arrested and booked into county jail on possession of stolen property charges and later released on his own recognizance. The passenger was released at the scene. You're listening to KINS News. We'll be right back after this.
Remember your first job? Chances are it was with a store right in your own neighborhood. Now it's your kids hunting for their first job, and no doubt they too will apply for a job close to home. It's great to have local businesses who are willing and able to hire our kids. So next time you go shopping, please invest in your own future and put your dollars to work here at home.
Hi, I'm Mark Diaz from Northwood Hyundai, your hometown Hyundai dealer offering Hyundai cars. Hyundai Car of the Year for two of the last 3 years. I stand behind Hyundai, and we buy local.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. In this month's Our Community News, we've turned the focus to water and boating recreation and the impact those activities have on the North Coast and the southern coast of Oregon. As the summer season begins, the weather is warming up, and that means that more and more people will be headed to the numerous bodies of water that dot our beautiful landscape. While some people choose to nap by the river, others are looking to participate in recreational activities associated with the water. One of the most popular activities related to water is fishing. There are many wonderful places on the North Coast to fish, and by going to the California Department of Fish and Wildlife's website, you can view fishing regulations, fish planning schedules, and information about fishing tournaments. It is also important that you apply for a fishing license before you hit the waters, as a sport fishing license is required for all residents 16 years and older in order to take fish from inland or ocean waters. A fishing license is valid for a calendar year, and they can be purchased online. Fishing is a fantastic way to spend time with your family and relax, so take advantage of the fishing spots that the North Coast and Southern Oregon have to offer. And that's the news for KINS News and Information. I'm Stephen Walker.